You're listening to SBS News.
Meeting at the prestigious Doherty Institute for Infection and Immunity Research, scientists, politicians and one very well-off international philanthropist announced they're joining forces to future-proof humanity. The Canadian oil and gas mogul Jeffrey Cumming will finance the Cumming Global Centre for Pandemic Therapeutics with a $250 million donation, the largest to medical research in Australian history.
We need to increase the resiliency of the global community. That is the fundamental purpose of this new Global Centre for Pandemic Therapeutics.
The centre aims to develop what they call platform therapeutics, drugs that can rapidly be altered to treat wide-scale emerging viruses. Director of the Doherty Institute, Professor Sharon Lewin, says with enhanced computing technology, the centre will be able to make effective treatments within months instead of years.
Many organisations have lists of the viruses we worry most about, but the big two certainly are influenza and coronavirus. We want to focus on platforms that could adapt to any virus. Look at monkeypox. No one had monkeypox on their list of viruses of pandemic potential.
She says they're now working with hindsight from the COVID experience. As the world scrambled to prevent the spread of the deadly virus, $137 billion was spent on finding a vaccine in the first year of the pandemic as those developing a treatment struggled to attract funding. University of Melbourne Vice-Chancellor Professor Duncan Maskell says for 2 years doctors were without a targeted drug to treat the sick.
If Paxlovid or a similar therapeutic drug had been approved, been available at scale in July 2020, as quickly as we saw COVID-19 vaccine approval, that could have prevented millions of deaths globally.
To date, almost 6.5 million people have died worldwide as Australia nears 14,000 COVID-related deaths. The Cumming Global Centre for Pandemic Therapeutics will be established in the Australian Institute for Infectious Disease, a new $650 million facility that's set for construction in 2025. Victoria Premier Daniel Andrews says Jeffrey Cumming's donation will fund 20 years of research to ensure the next time a 1-in-100-year pandemic emerges, science is more prepared.
For all the things we know that this will achieve, our contribution and this effort is worthwhile. But the magic is in the possibility.
The Victorian government has contributed $75 million for the project, expected to yield at least 200 jobs and put Australia on the forefront of the global pandemic response. Abby Dinham, SBS News.